Dr. David Bronner, president of Dr. Bronner's Magic Soaps and a blogger, stated, "The bottom line is, the GMO labeling movement is on fire and surging. We are as likely to achieve victory through the market by 2016 as we are unleashing and fueling major cultural and market drivers, and expect more and more food companies to flip and accept mandatory labeling, just as they did in Europe." The federal government has also shown that it is able to override local opposition to GMOs. Kauai County in Hawaii, in late 2013, passed an ordinance requiring disclosure of some pesticide use, as well as GMO crop cultivation, with some restrictions on crops near schools and nursing homes. But in August 2014, U.S. Magistrate Judge Barry Curran overturned the ordinance, saying it was preempted by other laws and thus invalid. Curran's action was viewed as a victory by seed and chemical companies in a battle over modern agricultural techniques. DuPont, Syngenta, AG, Dow Chemical, and BASF were among those who challenged the ordinance and jointly expressed pleasure with the ruling. Gary Hooser, a Kauai council member who co-introduced the ordinance, said the controversy is far from over. "One opinion from one federal magistrate does not settle the issue," he said. "The GMO controversy is a morass, with well-meaning and passionate advocates on both sides. Bringing suspicion on the pro-GMO proponents is the view that most of them are in one way or another funded by the very corporations that profit from gene modification. Critics offer more emotional arguments, pointing to a variety of complaints, whether real or imagined. Anecdotes of GMO harm range from birth defects in Danish pigs fed GMO soy and dying sheep and goats in India to soy allergies skyrocketing in the UK, and the multiple horror stories of lab rats suffering from organ lesions, infertility, altered enzyme levels, and liver and pancreas problems. Books such as The World According to Monsanto and Seeds of Destruction paint the giant chemical corporations as mass murderers. They claim that since 1901, the firms have produced saccharin, PBCs, BPA, BPS, glyphosates, fungicides, pesticides, herbicides, insecticides, Agent Orange, napalm, DDT, neotame, aspartame, chemical and petrochemical fertilizers, heavy metals, and GMOs, all of which have collectively killed more humans globally than all global terrorism combined over the past 2 millennia.